Do you ever feel stuck, like you're living your life on autopilot? Are you ready to shift into high gear and reach the success you so richly deserve? Welcome to the Play Big Movement podcast. I am your host, Sharon Lecter, entrepreneur, business strategist, and best-selling author. Playing big is not about settling for good enough or being comfortable. It is about reaching your highest potential and achieving your greatest success. Join me in my Play Big movement as I interview top experts in business, money, and entrepreneurship, all ready to serve you and to help you play big, be number one in your field, live your legacy, and create maximum impact. Welcome, everybody, to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast, where we want to be number one in our field, live our legacy, and create maximum impact. And today I get to introduce somebody who really focuses on helping you be number one in your field. And he did it for himself. So he walks the talk and he helps you find those tactics, strategies, and implementations to be able to help you take yourself to the number one in your field. And JJ, I'm so thrilled to have you here. We met at a 10X stages and you have the enthusiasm and excitement, but you also have the practical strategy. So thank you for being with me.
Well, thank you, Sharon. I mean, you know, let's give them the moves today. Energy, enthusiasm, excitement, give them experience. Let's give them all the ease today on a Wednesday.
I love it. I love it. And, you know, you founded an agency called Ace of Spades, but you also really established yourself around the world. And now you share the strategies that other people can use as well. So, but I always like to ask my guests to start with little JJ. How did you get into the field that you're in?
Yeah, look, 16 years ago, I wanted to do two things, Sharon, stand on stage and tell the world who I am and what I do. And I started my career as a magician. That's right, a magician. I was the kid that learned that magic card trick a lot longer than the next guy. And that took me all around the world to go work with the biggest companies, work in multiple countries. And it really got me to learn about people. And it really got me to learn about how to sell me, because I didn't have an agent or a manager. You know, I was living in Australia. So all I had was just my big, loud Australian mouth and me understanding how to promote myself and get me seen as the number one magician. And, you know, fast forward ahead, 57 million views on YouTube. I got offered a Vegas show, traveled around the world. And the one thing I realized being a magician and getting these opportunities, it wasn't the best magician. It was the one that was the most liked or had the best personality, right? Who is actually connecting with the people booking with you. So taking that now today, I started to understand, wow, I think it's the same thing with people in their industries. It's not the best product. It's not the best speaker. It's not the best podcast host. Like, who's got the most attention and who's liked the most?
And that's so true. I mean, you can have the best product and if you don't have the platform or the ability to market it appropriately, you're not going to get the benefit that you need. And it's, you know, it's really important to understand, we talk about the power of association, the importance of experts. You want to bring people onto your team who've been there and done that and want to and be able to help you get to that level of recognition and success that you deserve. So tell us, you know, I talk about the difference between a business brand and a personal brand. So obviously when I left Rich Dad, my brand was all tied into Rich Dad. And I knew I needed to establish Sharon Lecter brand. And, you know, Rich Dad's still very much part of it. I'm very proud of it, but I wanted to make sure I had my own brand. And why is it important for people to have a personal brand?
Because people aren't buying the product, they're buying you. They want to get to know you. They want to learn from you. I really think now in 2021 to 2022, people are becoming more educated buyers. I think people are getting conflicted messages all the time. And they're like, listen, I've got the money. I've got the problem. I'm ready to give and find the solution. But there's five people in front of me. Like, let's use a realtor, for example. I got a house I want to sell. I live in Miami. Every girl is a realtor here. Everyone's a realtor in Miami. Everyone can do it. Okay, great. Maybe they're great. And maybe they're all credible and they have the experience. Why am I choosing this person over this person, right? It isn't just driven on price. It isn't just driven on, you know, what they look like. Like, let's just say they're all the same. It's like people want to get to know you. They want to communicate. They want to connect with you. They want to learn what you're about, you know? And when people can, you know you, like you, trust you, and then, you know, listen to you, then that's everything. So personal branding is, is just powerful, and you can understand why other people that you look in your life, anyone looks at someone like you or someone like anyone that they value as successful, look at what they do. How many times in life have you gone to an event, not driven on the people in the room, but driven on the person inviting you, right? That's what I did with Grant. You know, I didn't go because of the celebrities. I went because I like Grant because I saw him on YouTube. That's how it, you know, the same thing with you.
I love that. I think it's really important because, you know, a lot of people make mistakes. So talk about the number one mistake you see in people when they're trying to build their personal brand.
That people should know how amazing I am, Sharon, and I should be a superstar because I'm amazing. I'm an author. I'm on television. We had this one lady on TV, and she was annoyed because, like, she wasn't getting the next booking. She was sitting flatline on The Young and Restless. Everyone knows The Young and Restless. Mm-hmm. And I go have a conversation with her. I said, listen, you're not reinventing yourself. Like, you're playing to that market. Like, how can we get you to be seen? She's like, yeah, but her ego came up. So I think to your question, ego is a big one, right? Understanding that, listen, you got to be seen more. You got to put yourself out there. And I think the other thing is being judged. I know it's a classic thing for entrepreneurs, but like, I'm judging you, Sharon. You're judging me. We're all judging everybody, right? And if you want to be a ghost, that's fine, but don't expect anyone to know you. So you've got to be willing to put yourself out there and be a bit vulnerable.
Well, I think it's so true. And I think things were different 20 years ago.
I agree.
And 20 years ago, you were supposed to be the expert on stage. You weren't supposed to be vulnerable. And today it's like people do exactly as you said, they want to know you. Mm-hmm. They want to know the mistakes. They want to know the lessons. And they want to know that you're the same off stage as you are on stage. It's one of the greatest compliments I get when people say you're the same, you know, I know who you are. No matter where you are, you're always the same.
Authenticity is sexy, Sharon. Like, it's very powerful because people are so guarded and they're tired of being tricked and lied to. And if they see you on stage, and I know what this feels like, I've met actors or celebrities and you meet them off stage and they're like, they're not even similar. It's like, I've been tricked. Or a speaker, it's like, wow, I thought they were this person. They're actually really mean and they're not a nice person. And it actually, it jades you, you know?
So somebody that is looking at, they've already got some sort of notoriety, but they're trying to get to that next stage. What kind of assessment, what kind of recommendations do you give them to really look into how they can establish their brand at a higher level?
I would say get an clear understanding of like your messaging online. When people Google you, I think a lot of people just assume people know what they do, right? Like, well, they know I do real estate. Yeah, but like what kind of speaker do they really, what kind of coach are you? Right? Like what did you exactly do? So with content, it's free. There's no rules, Sharon, and you can really post whatever you want now. So I'm big on like conceptualizing as someone that's built a brand, but like stretching it out more, you know, hitting on those things that they may not have shared and tightening up exactly what they do. Because once again, like, and you know this, like, it's a noisy world now. Gone are the days where you've got television to make a decision or your friend at the local grocery store. Like, you've got your phone, you've got social media, you've got TV, you're walking down the road, you've got friends, you've got speaking events. It's confusing. So I'm big on just tightening up clients' messaging and then you can really grow them.
I think that's so important. And that's something, you know, we finally got into a system where I'm doing weekly broadcasts a couple times a week. And then we tied that into the newsletter that goes out the following week, good, which ties into the podcast. And so we want to have that consistency of messaging, but it changes, you know, over time. We have like an editorial calendar as to what we're going to be talking about, but that consistency, we get feedback about people really enjoy that because it's kind of a journey. They're on the journey. Yeah.
And sometimes, you know, they want to work with you too. Yeah, they want to go with Sharon.
Some people want a newsletter. Some people want to hear a podcast. Other people want to be on the Facebook Live. So it's like you deliver it in the method that they want it. So,
right. Yeah.
So with all this change, and this is a completely off the script. So I'm going to, but all the changes in Facebook, I have a lot of clients that are suffering because their Facebook ads are not performing. What do you see as the future of social media as it relates to personal branding?
I think with that question, I think you got to get them off social media, actually. You can't be relying on one thing. And I'm the first person to understand that. Like when I did YouTube for, 2009 to 2016, they're constantly changing things. You're on someone else's, you're in someone else's house. Mm-hmm. And if they decide to change the rules and you get angry, that's not, and it's free. What are you expected to, you can't control that. So I think to your question, I think definitely try and get on some newer, when things come out, test it, like Clubhouse. You know what Clubhouse, right? Like I did very well with Clubhouse this year with connections and income and impact. But that's sort of like changing a little bit now. They're looking for the new thing. So I think be willing to try and test new things. You know, you can do this from sitting at home now. You don't even need to drive to an event. You know, this being a speaker, and obviously you have to drive 3 hours in traffic to go sit in an event, hoping that 20 people will come in the room and you can sell to them. Now you can just test and play it from your phone. But I definitely know and have the power of getting people off the social and getting them at least somewhere where if everything disappears, you have their access, like CRM, emails, phone numbers.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. I'm a little surprised that you're sharing that because it's what I teach as far as the social media is a lead generation. Right. You want to bring them home. You want to get them into your database because that's really how you grow the value of your business. And that's how you create the ability to communicate with your client base and have lifetime customers. So yeah, I'm so thrilled to hear that. So from a standpoint of JJ's future with the Ace of Spades company, what's it going to look like for you in the next year to 3 years?
Well, hopefully he's still living on this planet, you know, at this stage, and who knows what's going on. You know, I'm not going back to Australia. Seems like that island is just going to float off. I don't know what's going on. My mom said, are you going to come back? I said, no way. What do I need to come back for? I'm good on in America. We're good here. You know, we've got a couple of issues, but Australia, we've got some problems there.
Yeah, Australia seems to be kind of in a constant lockdown. It's crazy.
Oh my gosh, I don't even get me started. I really feel for my country. It's like they're you know, Melbourne used to be the number one city in the world to live. I think it's the worst city in the world to live anymore, anywhere. So, you know, with where I'm going, you know, Sharon, I think the power of people are understanding that they're now allowed to have a voice. I think a lot of people, one of the things that come up, people go, well, I'm not Sharon, I'm not Jay, I don't have this personality. Why would anyone want to learn and hear from me? And I think people are seeing from other people who are like them, maybe they label themselves as an introvert or they don't see themselves in a sexy or cool industry. They're realizing, you know what? I have a message and a story. So I'm really excited that I get to work now with clients that are people who have amazing stories and that built amazing businesses, but they're ghosts. Mm-hmm. And I get to turn the spotlight on them. And they're so much better than working with entertainers or actors or speakers with egos, you know, because they come to the party with like, I've tried it all. What are you going to do for me, Mr. Australian young guy? You know? So I get to now work with people who really just want to leave a legacy and they want to take the knowledge from their head and their heart and bring it out to the people.
I think that's brilliant. I mean, I talk to people all the time about, particularly the last few years, people have come through a lot of messes and a lot of craziness, whether it be a death, a divorce, a financial setback. Right. But you know, I tell them, you're still here. And what you've done and what you've accomplished is something that if you share it, you can help other people going through the same thing. And I think that's the same, what you're talking about is the ghost, bringing out the ghost and highlighting it so that you can share how you succeeded to help other people. And I think that's brilliant. So JJ, how can people find you?
Isn't it more confidence, Sharon? I was going to say, like what you notice is I find that people are really paying for confidence, but they don't buy that straight away. No one wants to buy confidence. They buy the how to make money in 90 days. But really, it's like
that's the part. I struggle with that all the time.
Me too.
People will buy a course on how to buy a stock. They'll buy a course on how to sell real estate. But when it's about them being the best them, they won't spend that.
It's crazy. Exactly. Oh, no, confidence. I'm good with that. Oh, no, self-belief, standing on stage. No, I can speak on stage, but I want to learn how to close deals faster. Yeah. Wonder, you know.
Yeah. And I think, for, you know, in today's world, the sales come from that authenticity and learning how to, you know, move your audience and you have to be in front of them in order to sell. You have to figure out how to get in front of the right people at the right time.
I agree.
So JJ, people want to know more about you and the Ace of Spades. How do they find you?
Two ways, Instagram at JJ Live, JAYJAYLIVE, or if you're old school like me, actually, website, Ace of Spades Agency. sharonstein.com. And, you know, reach out and tell me you saw me on Sharon's podcast, and, you know, let's see what we can do together.
I love it. And you're going to hang out with me because we do another shorter video for our private Facebook group, the Play Big Movement. And these are people that have just organically come and said they want to play a bigger game. And they recognize that they want to be number one in their field. They want to live their legacy and create maximum impact. And so we support them organically in a group that just allows them to talk about what they're doing and get input from other people. So I appreciate you hanging in there for a few minutes. And for
of course, thank you.
Any last words of wisdom for our audience today?
Yeah, listen, you know, it's the only person stopping you is yourself, right? Those thoughts and those stories, like you're calling yourself a shy introvert, no one wants to hear my story. I tell everybody this, who's telling you that? Mm-hmm. It's usually yourself. So like from looking at anyone else online, you're allowed. This is the chance now where you can do anything. You can be in any city. You have the internet. Like start telling the world your story.
And let's come back to what, you know, I say all the time, everybody is why not? Why not take that next action? Why not bring in the right team to help you take that next step? And you might want to check out JJ's team, the Ace of Spades, because you need the expertise of people who can see where you are and where you deserve to be and help you get there. So thank you, JJ. Thanks for hanging in there. And for all of you watching and listening, thank you so much for being part of this episode of the Play Big Movement, and know that you are fabulous. And I can't wait till next time. Thank you.